Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. You know, the podcast begins with, do you feel like you need some hope and encouragement? And I think at this time in our history, after the events of Saturday night, we need some hope and encouragement. And so we wanted to talk about that a little bit, talk about some of those events on Saturday night, specifically from a theological perspective. I'm sure you've all seen this iconic picture. It's going to become iconic of former President Trump after he was shot, raising a fist in the air, encouraging the crowd after that. And so just if you were the photographer who got this picture, you'd want to be paid for every time it was seen. You would be a multi-millionaire. He'll probably get very little for it because it's gone public so quickly. But anyway, what do we do with what happened on Saturday night? Specifically, my sense is I want to know what to do with this quote from President Trump on Sunday, where he said, "Thank you to everyone for your thoughts and prayers yesterday, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening." So that's what President Trump said. And my question is, was it God that saved President Trump or not? And so to answer that question, since it's kind of beyond my ability, I've got some friends of mine who have their doctorates. Here's Dr. Aaron Hutton and Dr. Daniel Potts are with me. And I figured since they have their doctorates, they would know everything about this and every other topic. So there they are. So say hi to the people.
Yeah, that's not the way it works, Pastor Shike. Obviously, Dr. Potts might have the answers for everything, but my doctor was in something totally different. It's all about story and testimony.
Okay.
So that means Dr. Hutton has the story of the background for what took place.
Okay. So he watched the news just like we all did, right? Yeah.
That's it.
My doctorate's at Christ Lincoln. That's where my doctorate is. So. Anyway, but this is my question to you guys, and we'll toss this around. So did God protect President Trump? Or I heard Bill Maher, you know, he's famous for some of the crazy things he says, but he said Trump's the luckiest mother blah, 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 ever. Trump's the luckiest ever. So did God protect him, or is he the luckiest guy ever? What do you think?
The words of my 8-year-old, as we were discussing this a bit, and I asked my children, 13, 9, almost 10, and 8. And I said, so did God protect former President Trump from mm-hmm. being shot or killed mm-hmm. and the bullet just piercing the ear instead? Mm-hmm. And my 8-year-old blurted out instantly, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I went, really? So God protected him. Why? He's still alive. And I think there is a foundational truth to that, that we have to give thanks. And I guess I would expect a comment from somebody who really does believe in God and follow Jesus that the life we have is a pure gift from God.
And I would echo the same kind of thoughts of he's alive. So did God protect him? Yes, he did. I think the bigger conversation that's kind of happening in the background is not the basis of did God protect and save him, but rather did he protect and save him for a specific purpose, which is more of the conversations that I've been hearing over the last few days. So it's not just those who trust in who God is and recognize his sovereignty and authority, but rather is he at work in this in a bigger picture kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So would we say, just kind of gleaning off of both of your comments, that for anybody who is alive at this moment, God has protected us? Is that kind of first article of the creed kind of stuff? Is that where you're going with that?
Right. Yeah. Gift. God has gifted us with life, to have life, to have breath in our lungs. That is for us to wake up and go, thanks God for a day of new mercies, right? New mercies mm-hmm. every single morning. Praise be to God for us who are living. Whether we believe in God or not, we trust in that sovereignty of God. We have life because of God's gifts.
Okay. Yeah, I can't add anything more to what Pastor Hutton just said.
Yeah. And we're here for a purpose, to get back to what you said, Pastor Potts, that whoever is here for a purpose. I think somebody made a lot of money with a book one time, The Purpose Driven Life. So, which is, I think, based on scripture, right? That God left us here for a purpose. So, okay, so you're siding, I hear both of you siding with President Trump that God did save his life. Now, former President Trump. So then the question becomes, in my mind, what about the firefighter? What about him? That guy, from the accounts I've heard, was protecting his family, kind of whether crawled or fell or whatever on top of them, protecting them in the stands there, and was killed. So then what do we say to his family? Well, God protected former President Trump, but what do we say to them?
So there's parts in scripture where people challenge Jesus with the same kind of thing. And his retort is, what about these other people? If you look in Luke chapter 13, where he brings it up, and he's asking, oh, you already pulled it up for me. I was looking off to the side. Now, so there was some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. This firefighter, his blood wasn't mixed with a sacrifice, but people are bringing out, so this guy died. And he lived, and now this guy died. So what do we do with that? And Jesus' retort is just, do you think they were any worse sinners that this would, that they would suffer this? Is it something they did wrong? Or then he brings up the other example of when the tower fell and people died. Were they more guilty? No, it's an impact of sin. It's an impact of brokenness that death occurs. It's not a present judgment of God. Look, you messed up, therefore I killed you. But rather, sin and death is a consequence of it. And even this man who I've heard reports from his wife, the governor of Pennsylvania, I thought did just a fantastic job of honoring this firefighter. He was a man of faith. He trusted in God, and that was a part of who he was. And so did he recognize that need, that even in death, he needs Jesus?
That's a real challenge for us, I think, as, it's the age-old question, why do bad things happen to good people, I suppose, is the that kind of question. And here we have this guy who is, of course, in death, everybody, talks good about people, but you're right. We've heard good reports about this firefighter in terms of his family life and his going to worship every Sunday and all of that. And then you have Trump and his, there's a lot of, his flaws are out there for all the world to see. So which one is the better person, and if it's the better person's going to live, well, then you'd think the firefighter would live, but yet God protected President Trump's life, we said before, and yet the firefighter died. So it's a tough, these are tough questions, I think.
Well, I think, Pastor Shike, where you go with that question is at the heart of many of us as we try to understand God. Like, we want to know, why does God give life to one and not another? And I think too often we make a mistake of saying, well, God forces the good stuff, so we give thanks for the life we have, but then God does all the bad stuff too. And so there's this kind of double side of his predestination, but I don't think that we can do that as humanity. We get to give thanks for all the good gifts, and then at some point we have to go, we live in a corrupt world. Why? Because of God? No. God made all things good, 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 6 day, very good. It was perfection. But because of mankind, imperfection enters the world. Messiness enters the world. Death enters the world. Disease enters the world. So God caused all those things? No. Those were consequences to mankind's failure to follow and trust God. And so for us to go to the place of now, every time something bad happens, God forced that, caused that, that would be wrong of us, because that means we totally understand God. We know every reason and every function and every purpose. For instance, even purpose for people. So if we're living, we go, thanks be to God, we're alive. That means God does have a purpose for us, but it might not be the purpose we necessarily desire or want. So talking with my children, I followed up with another question then. And I said, so does that mean former President Trump should be elected to president again? And my 13-year-old now piped up instantly and said, absolutely not. So just because he lives doesn't mean he should be made president again. I'm reminded of Paul, if we could go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, because he talks and he experienced it. He experienced imprisonment. He experienced stonings and beatings and shipwrecks. And it truly felt like he had received death sentences at times. And so this is what he says. He says, indeed, we felt like we had received the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God. Oh, yeah. Who raises the dead to life. Mm-hmm. It's like, are we trusting in ourselves? Well, then we better beware very quickly. If we trust we can know God's heart perfectly and purely, ooh, we got to be careful. We do not know all the workings of God. He sees things perfectly. We see things as if in a shadow. And I think that's quoted in scripture somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So really, when bad stuff happens, what we're saying is we live in an evil, sinful world, a world that's groaning, as Paul talks about in Romans, groaning to be released from where we are, from this sinful state. So that's the natural course of things, is death, destruction, all these famines, all these things. So when something good happens, that's the abnormal thing. And that's why we give credit to God, our Heavenly Father, for his care for us in those moments.
All good gifts come from the Father of heavenly lights.
Right. So when someone dies, do we, let me just set this scenario up. And this comes from The Chosen, season 4, episode 3. And there's some things about this episode I don't like. But in that episode, somebody, a follower of Jesus, is killed. And Jesus does not raise her from the dead. And normally, when someone dies, you hear people say, well, it must have been their time. We'll talk about that phrase in a second here. But what happens in this episode of The Chosen is I think it's Jesus who says it's not her time. And so he views it from the other side of, it's not her time to be raised to life yet. And we'll see later, of course, it is Lazarus's time, for instance, to be raised to life, but it's not her time to be raised to life. So he kind of changes that phrase that we usually use about death. Well, it must have been her time, or it must have been the firefighter's time. He changes it around and says it's not her time to be raised to life. And so in this case, I think that is instructive that the firefighter will be raised to life. In fact, is living with Jesus now and will be restored. His body will be restored in glory, but it's not his time yet. So, but do we say when somebody dies, do we say, it was just God's time to take them? You know, a family member is killed in a car accident. Well, it must have been God's time. How do you respond to that in your pastoral ministry?
I think there's an aspect of recognizing, and sometimes we hesitate to speak this truth because we want to bring comfort and we want to bring peace to a hard situation. But when someone dies, they're speaking into the reality of death is a bad thing. Death mm-hmm. was not God's design. This isn't good. But God's promise is that when Christ returns, he will redo all of creation. He will remake, he will undo death itself. So that promise is still very much in front of us. That promise is still very powerful for us when we're mourning over the loss of someone who died in a car accident, someone who died of old age, someone who died of cancer, someone who got shot while at a presidential rally. That promise of death will be undone is an anchoring promise for all of us who have faith in Christ. But the moment of death, the act of death, the situation of death is contrary to God's will, his design. It wasn't what he wanted.
Yeah, I kind of have that same problem with that phrase because I feel like God designed us to live forever, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And so it's sin and Satan and death and the world that gets in God's way, and yet God says he's going to redeem that time and he'll one day overcome it, right? What do you think, Pastor Hutton?
Yeah, I think you guys theologically address it wonderfully well. I think practically speaking, if I'm at a funeral and I have a family member who says it just was grandma's time, it just was his time, that's not the time I'm going to correct it.
Well, sure.
We say so many things for our own comfort and process of mourning. And those are times often that I'll just listen and I'll just, you know, respond in ways of active listening of it. It sounds like you're really trying to mourn well. You know, I think there's so many other aspects of death that we think about that are definitely theologically off. But in those moments, practically speaking, okay, God's in charge of all things. Sure. And I think that's what we come back to, is a faith and a trust. Mm-hmm. God knows what he's up to. God allows what he allows. Oftentimes, I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But God allows what he allows, and he's still up to good. And he's still active and present and will use the current situation, as bad and corrupt as it is, as evil as it might be, including death itself. God will use that to impact lives.
Yeah. Praise be to God. That's the promise, Romans 8:28, right? That when he will use all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I'm so, so very thankful. The words we got about that firefighter, that he seems to have a strong faith in Jesus. His family is grounded in God's word. How else do you get through all the crazy stuff that happens in this life without faith in Jesus, without knowing that God is at work in the midst of all of this? I don't know how you get through it.
Contrary to what we might like as well, Pastor Shaik, there's no great equation. To become a believer and follower of Jesus means life is going to get easier. You're going to live a longer life. You won't have these corrupt things happen. That's absolutely not true. God allows these bad things, as you asked earlier, as we like to ask, why bad things to good people? I don't know. He allows certain things to happen, though, and he's using it. And then he allows certain people that we might look at as evil and wicked, and they seem to thrive. And again, mm-hmm. going, why? I don't know. I don't know. But I trust and believe, not in me or my understanding, but in God's in charge, God's in control, and he's up to some good stuff.
Right. Hey, guys, thanks for spending the time on the podcast today. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us. And I know the folks will be blessed by that. So I'll say goodbye. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
God's peace.
Yep. We'll see you later. All right. Well, that's what we got for you today at Eagles on the Hill. We want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. That's all one word, no spaces, dots, dashes, underscores, just one word, eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about God's protection of former President Trump, all these different questions we talked about today. Let us know other topics that you'd like us to talk about on the podcast. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles, and we pray that you would have a strong faith in God today. Thanks for listening to the podcast.